Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindsets. Welcome to Foot Traffic, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your local business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. All right, before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to let you know I'm going to be doing a free workshop live training series where you can master the techniques that will dramatically increase your traffic. We're going to be diving into a social refresh, how to stop the leaks in your business, how to boost your sales with 24/7 revenue, and the magic of compounding. Then to end the series, it's how to get it all done. Sign up and grab your workbook at stacytuschel.com/workshop, and I'll see you inside the live training series. Hey everyone, we are talking recession-proofing strategies. So this is a change in plans. I was planning on doing something completely different today, but I really want to make sure that I am here for you as much as I possibly can be. As somebody who owns a local small business, I have realized how much work and things that you're probably doing right now behind the scenes. And I really want to make sure that we are here to help you as best as we possibly can. So as we're diving in today, I want to talk a little bit about some strategies that you can be doing, some strategies or some mindset tips and tools for you to really understand what this is going to take to get through something like this, okay? Rest assured, I am giving you real experience, real advice, things that I've had to do over the last few days. My team and I have been working round the clock to really make sure that the business doesn't feel this, right? The business, and I shouldn't say feel it because we're going to feel it. We've already felt it, but to really start to see it financially, right? Feeling the burden or those effects financially. So I'm recording this on Facebook Live because I want to make sure you guys get to it, but I'm also recording on the podcast. So let me know if you guys can hear me okay and that we're good to go. So diving in right away, I really want you to understand that your mindset in a time like this is so incredibly key. If you go into it knowing, we'll figure it out versus I don't know how I'm going to do this, right? The way that you step up to the plate, the way that you show up is going to affect your outcome, all right? So I really want you to be thinking about that and to be really aware of that. So we have been hitting hurdles one after another, after another, after another. And even today, we get a call from AT&T that says, hey, we're doing something in your area. You're not going to have internet for a certain amount of time, as our new plan has been to do virtual trainings for our students at our academies, okay? So I have a dance and music academy. That was our backup plan. We're going to do virtual trainings. We just find out AT&T is saying our internet is down. And I laugh because it's funny. You're like, why today out of all the days is this going to happen, right? And I said to my sister, I'm like, we're going to figure this out. We always do, right? And she responded back with, right. Like, it sucks. It's not ideal, but we will figure this out because we don't give up. We just go to the next plan and the next plan and the next plan, right? I had purchased these microphones. I went online and I found microphones that you could use to hook up to your computer so the audio would sound really crystal clear for the people doing these virtual trainings. And they were supposed to come in, but because of Amazon slowed down a little bit, all of a sudden we didn't get them in time, so we couldn't test them. They weren't going to be here till after 9 p.m. tonight when the recordings were done. And we just said, that's okay, next plan. What are we going to do next? And I really want you to see why you can't get caught up on this, because I was so caught up on the mics. And the mics are arriving today at 1:45, between 1:45 and 3:45. They'll be here before we actually need them, right? Sometimes it doesn't work out exactly the way you want it to, but you have to keep going with it. Now, I want to talk a little bit about being proactive and not reactive, but then at the same time, there is a fine line between how proactive you have time to be. So for instance, my team witnesses how my brain and our leadership team brain is working, how we're being very proactive. What are they going to say and what are they going to do and how are they going to do this? And then what do we say back? So we already know the answer before it happens. But there comes a point when you are too proactive and you're thinking of all the things you could be doing and all the things they could have happening, right? And it's sometimes you have to say to yourself, we'll figure it out when we get there, right? Because you can't come up with 72 different variations of what somebody's going to email you or what your employees are going to say or what your customers are going to need or want, right? Sometimes you have to see the reaction to what is actually happening. All right. So there is a fine line between being proactive and sometimes in certain situations, you have to allow yourself to be reactive to find out what is actually happening, right? The amount of people that have been calling things off longer than the mandatory time and things like that, I just keep saying to my team, there's no reason for us to be thinking ahead 3 weeks right now, 4 weeks right now. Our schools have shut down till April 6th. And some of the businesses that have shut down after April 6th, I don't even want to give out information yet to what is happening or what we're doing because it's so far out in the future. And if you were sticking with the news last week, you know that every hour things were changing. So if you're trying to get ahead of this and plan ahead and plan months out and be careful because I have ideas of what will happen for me in June or September or October, right? But I am not publicly stating that because things are changing so quickly, okay? Every email we've been sending out, you guys, to our customers, we have been putting the date in the top of the email just to make sure that they're keeping up to date with what is happening and when is it happening, okay? So here is what I want to share with you today. The reason this sparked this was somebody in my DMs yesterday, and actually several of them came in, but this is the first one that I saw and thought, okay, people are starting to get worried, right? And I knew that, but this person messaged and said, I have a children's play place. So you know when you can take your kids and they can run around and mom sits and, you know, drinks coffee or goes on a computer or something, right? Like an indoor play area. So think about it. I didn't get into too much with her. She's not a client of mine. She's somebody that just messaged me on DMs and she said, and this is what I assume. I assume she probably doesn't have reoccurring revenue. So therefore, if people don't show up, then all of a sudden there are no funds, right? And she's like, I don't know what to do. Now, again, it was a very small conversation, but I'm assuming some things and whether it's true for her or not, it's going to be true for a lot of you or a lot of people listening, okay? So what's happening is you are stuck in the mindset of we serve kids by having a play place and they come to us. And if we have to close, therefore we have no opportunity to make money, okay? This is the blockbuster mentality, right? They just stayed true to who they were and how they were doing things, and they slowly went out of business, right? This is where you have to be very careful that you are not so stuck because you guys, as much as I want to be the voice of reason for you, Katie, thank you, I also want you to understand that I'm very realistic and I have backup plan after backup plan after backup plan. And Foot Traffic Formula members, I have a call today with you guys already, and I will be sharing more details of what we're going to be doing and what we're thinking long term. I'm not publicly saying a lot of this, but I will absolutely share it with my students inside because I want to make sure you can get ahead of it too. But as I'm thinking of these backup plans and all of this, I want you to see that you can look for the fear and be okay with the fear of it, or you can look for the opportunity, right? And I want you to start to think, this is the blockbuster mentality. What is my opportunity here? Business may not look the same for you anytime soon. This might only be a couple weeks. This could be a couple months. This could be longer than that. We literally have no idea. So what you need to start thinking is, how do I start thinking outside of the box? What can I do, right? And it might not be have anything to do with your business, right? You may have to make something so drastically changing that you're still able to serve your community, serve your market, right? You do what you need to do, but do not get stuck in, well, this is what we do and we have to do it this way, or this is what they were paying us for and I can't do that anymore. Great. What is a new stream of revenue that you can do? What is something that you can do right now and serve? And I don't want you to think like you're trying to capitalize on the coronavirus. No, I am trying to serve people in need for what they need right now, right? So what does your community need? They clearly don't need a play place inside where they're not even allowed to go, right? That is not something you have to give them anymore. But I guarantee you, if you can just open yourself up to other ideas and other opportunities, you may spark something new. This is the time for innovation. This is the time to be thinking of other ways outside of the box. What can you do? Okay. There are so many small business owners that have already jumped on new ideas and new ways to help and new ways to serve. They're blowing up all over my Instagram, people sharing sharing me their information. And I'm so proud of these small business owners who are like, you know what? I'm going to take this and I'm going to run with this and we're just going to go. And they're not trying to perfect it. Like, I didn't even know I was doing this podcast until last night. And honestly, I didn't prep it until right before I jumped on here. Because I would rather give you what I have and serve you how I can than wait until it's perfect next Friday and give you all of the details and all of the bullet points and all of the whatever that is, right? I want you to understand that this is a time where the business owners that act fast, that take action, they are the ones that are going to make it through this, right? They are the ones being proactive, being innovative. I need you to really be open to that. The ones that just think, oh, we're shutting down, we're closing, we're just going to take a little break. That is the most dangerous thing that you can do during a time like this. This is not the time to be taking a vacation. This is not the time to be thinking, oh, my kids are home, we're just going to enjoy 3 weeks together. If you have a business, you have got to be proactive and strategizing what you can do. You need to use this time wisely so when things get a little back to normal, you're ready to go. What have you been putting on the back burner that you know you need to be focusing on? What is something that you've been focusing on that needs to go to the back burner, right? Like, there are all these things going on. We need to be working harder. We need to be working smarter, right? I really, really want you to see that. I'm on officially spring break. My kids, this is not a closing time because of the virus. This is really my kids' spring break. Like, this was my vacation week. This was my week where I said to my team last week, I'm going to be totally checked out. You're not going to see me. The reason I'm coaching in foot traffic today is because I'm going to be gone on Wednesday and I'm going to be checked out. And I said to my team, there is no way I get to check out this week. That just doesn't happen, right? And that is what happens when you are a small business owner. Those vacation plans go out the window, right? This is not the time for me to go, oh no, I'm relaxing, I'm doing this. We have got to be getting ahead of this so that we stay in business, right? Okay, couple of things that I am doing and that I wanna share with you guys. Big one. So next week, Monday, we are doing a challenge, the foot traffic formula. This is something I did about a month ago. I told everybody it's a repeat challenge. My promise to you is on my vacation week, I'm going to completely change up the content to be recession-proofing focused, okay, using the foot traffic formula. So we're going to still use the base framework, but everything we talk about will have ideas and opportunities for you to brainstorm, to utilize this time the best way you possibly can, all right? So I'm going to work my butt off so that next week we are coming and we're doing something in real time that you know you need, and you know you need this now more than ever. Even if the kids are home with you, or you're single momming it, single parenting it, and kids are home, we're actually going to come up with a podcast or a resource this week to give you ideas or things for the kids to do while you can get some work done and how that will look. Like, my team and I are literally saying, what do they need? How can we help them? What can we do for them? Crystal, you are so welcome. So that I want you to understand, if you haven't signed up for the workshop yet, go to stacytushel.com/workshop, get registered. I am not making my team rechange the emails and all of that because the content basis for foundation is still staying the same, but all of the examples I use live, all of my stories, everything I share is going to be real time, what we're doing, how we're doing it. Like, how are we driving traffic in a recession? How are we still getting emails in a recession? How are we still trying to get people to buy in a recession? That is what we're going to be talking about. Okay. So get signed up. That's happening on Monday. I also want my current foot traffic formula members, anybody of my students, I want you to know we've got some fun stuff coming for you. So anything that I've been working on all weekend with my studios, any of the emails or like the emails we're sending to the unhappy parents, stuff like that, we're going to be uploading inside of the resources guide in your private Facebook group for the paid members. Erica on our team is going, she's a stress stress management expert. She's going to come in and do a training for you guys because I know so many of you are very stressed right now and it's hard not to be. So she's going to be coming in there. My laser coaching sessions, you guys, I'm going to make sure we really hone in every single week talking about recession strategies, what's going on, so you have relevant timing as well, okay? So even starting today, we're going to kick it off with some of the things that I'm specifically doing and any scripts, anything you need, we want to make sure we give it to you guys in the program as well. So that is happening. So, okay, here's what I want you to think about. Yes, Candace, that is coming your way. Kara is going to be uploading them today. So here's what I want you to be thinking about and understanding, and this is where I get nervous to tell you, but I need you to hear it. So this isn't going to be easy, right? Let's just get that out of the way. This is not going to be an easy time, but we are going to get through it. We are going to get through it together as a community. We are here to support one another, right? So please understand that. Like, it's one of those things where you have to tell somebody who's having a baby, the first 6 weeks are awful. You're not going to sleep. You're not going to eat. You're not going to, right? Like, let them know. And then it's better. And I need you to know, this isn't going to be just a walk in a park. We can absolutely thrive, but it is going to take some creativity. Okay, amazing, Kara, thank you. So please know that. I just have to say that because I don't want to sugarcoat this and have you thinking this is just going to be a walk in the park, okay? Now, here's where I want you to think about. What can you do now to create brand loyalty? What are some things you can do to wow your customers, to show them that you care, right? To show them that you're here to help. What are some things you can do to go above and beyond? Do not give them what you were supposed to give them, but at a later date, right? Or in a different format. Just because you are canceling your event and you're doing it virtually does not mean like, oh, we checked the boxes, we're good to go. What can you do to go above and beyond? This is huge, you guys. And I know you're thinking, what? Like, why do I have to go above and beyond when this is not my fault? It doesn't matter if it's your fault or not. It doesn't matter what you are doing because whatever they perceive you are doing, right? The perception is so real here. And I really, really need you to see this, okay? So you need to go above and beyond in any way that you can, all right? Think about that. Then I want you to think about what can you be doing now to continue to build your list. Traffic is more important than ever. I don't want you completely stopping what you're doing, but instead maybe turn off certain ads or stop promoting certain things that you're not going to get leads to. Like right now, I really wouldn't be trying to get people to grab my studio information kit, right? But if I wanted to be creative and do a new freebie, I might do something like 10 things to do with your kids while you're at home over this break, right? Like you have to still understand there's opportunity to drive traffic. There's opportunity to make money, but it might not be the way that you've been doing it, okay? Crystal asks, for a fairly new coaching business, do you think this could be a time of growth when I barely have clients right now? Okay, so for the coaching industry, I do not think you are feeling, I mean, guys, I have a brick and mortar and I have a coaching business. What I am feeling in my brick and mortar is like a million times what I'm feeling in my online coaching business. And in fact, I'm not really feeling it in my coaching business too much. Besides my ads going up a little bit, my ad costs, things like that. Our Facebook group engagement last week was up last week. We didn't have like official like launch period, and we still had two new members join Foot Traffic Formula last week. People are still buying. So the coaching industry, like when you're listening to other gurus right now who are coaching, who are business coaches and they are business consultants and they don't have a business, I want to just warn you that what I am feeling in the consulting business is nothing compared to what I'm feeling in my local brick and mortar. So when they're giving you guidance and advice and all of this, please, please, please make sure they actually have a business because they may not even have felt the effect of it yet. Kind of like when the markets drop, real estate usually has an effect a little bit after, right? Now, obviously, this is not the time. Real estate is different right now than it was in the last recession. But in the last recession, the markets hit, then the real estate hit, right? That is kind of how I feel right now. I feel like brick and mortars are being hit and the online coaches don't even know what's coming yet. Like they haven't been hit because of the virtual aspect. They don't have like the in-person ramifications that we do, right? So I actually think as a coach, and we did a Foot Traffic is certifying coaches. We had a meeting on Friday and I said this all there. So if you want to hear more about this, Claire, could you give them the link to watch the replay? I know they have to go to stacytushel.com/coach form, but when you fill this out, you'll get the replay of the call that we did. I think it was about 40 minutes. And I talked about how this is actually, which is going to sound so bad to some of you, but this is actually a great time for coaches. Why? Because I believe that this healthcare crisis is going to turn into a real recession, which means eventually, I believe, people will start losing regular day jobs. And then people will start to become business owners and think, what am I going to do? What am I going to create? And I think the coaching demand is actually going to go up significantly because of that, right? I also think it's going to be very saturated, but for those of you that have real experience and can really help, I think you will see a benefit to it, okay? That is what I think is going to happen. As somebody who owns both, it is like bittersweet because as one is hurting, the other is not, right? So yes, if any of you are really looking at getting into coaching and thinking about that, go watch that recording. Or if you are a coach, you might want to hear what we talked about because it went into much more detail and I'm not going to do that right this second, okay? Okay, I love this. Any questions or any struggles you are currently having, please put them in the chat. I have a few more minutes to stay on and chat with you guys. Okay, Nicolette says, because my audience are mostly moms, I am bringing on guests to help edutain them and help their parents. Thinking about turning off my engagement ad about self-care with kids only because the video was done before all of this. I would agree, you guys. Whatever you were marketing last week, you are probably not marketing this week. The only reason we are keeping our challenge up and running for next week is because I am able to pivot and talk about something that is real time, they actually want to hear, and they need now more than ever, right? I said to my team this morning, I can have a thought of this is going to suck. Like, this challenge is not going to be good, right? I could be thinking all these negative things of this is the worst time to have done a launch, or I can think to myself, my small business owners need me now more than they've ever needed me, right? This is the time they should buy more than they've ever had a reason to buy before. And I am choosing to think that second thought than the first one. Why? Because I will show up differently. If you're ever like, wow, like I had somebody the other day, I did a bonus call really quickly inside of Foot Traffic just to explain what I was doing. And somebody was like, you are so proactive. I can't believe how your mind works. I can't believe how you're doing this. And it's because I choose to think the thoughts that I am thinking. I choose to think this is time for me to step up and be here and support. And they need me now more than ever. Then the other thoughts that are not serving me, that are in fact hurting my business, hurting my energy, my capability to show up and really do that. Okay. All right. So I agree, Nicolette, and for those of you listening, I think most of your ads, most of your promotions, most of your pre-planned batch social media content needs to be like, put the kibosh on it, right? And everything needs to be fresh, real time, what is happening. I don't think we're going to get great engagement on something that has nothing to do with what's actually going on right now, okay? Okay, so I want you to think about that. So if I have to do a 180, what am I doing? And this is where you need to take some time to figure out, and when I say take time, I just mean a few minutes. I don't mean all week. I mean take some time today to really start to let this brainstorm of what am I going to do? How am I going to serve, right? What would this look like, worst case scenario? If you are only planning for 2 weeks and you're not planning a little bit longer term, you're going to suffer. I am publicly sharing with my community 2 weeks out what's happening. And in my head, I'm thinking, what if we're still closed week 3, week 4, week 8, right? In my head, I'm already brainstorming. I'm already thinking. I'm already being proactive. But that information stays in my head or with my team until we are going to release that information to the public, right? And they're going to have to be patient. We did have somebody email us yesterday, like, I cannot believe we've not been updated yet. Like, we're just sitting here hanging out doing nothing. I'm like, lady, listen, my team and I, when she sent that email, we were actually in the meeting, brainstorming a million things, testing everything, troubleshooting everything. Like, if she could have seen what we were doing, she would never have sent that email. But most people don't get it, you guys. They don't understand. They don't know what you're doing. Okay. All right. Okay. Lisa says, I'm a brick and mortar, so I've been spending the past 2 days figuring out how to deal with fixed costs. Struggling with the idea of trying to sell some of our material goods, like our apparel line or books that we have for sale, but not sure people are going to be up for buying or wanting that. Here's my stuff I'm selling. Like if they're going to be up for a message, like you should buy this. So I will say, I have seen emails come through of specials and certain deals. And even my friend this morning, they were like, hey, I know you were thinking about going to this workshop, and this person just launched it at a much cheaper price point virtually. So I will say that some people will take an opportunity to buy things. Understand, you guys, not everybody has felt a financial hit. Some people are totally fine. They have enough food in their house. There's money in their bank. They're still getting paid from their job. Some people are totally normal, right? Like one of my neighbors, she homeschools her kids. Her husband's a fireman. Their life is not changing at all, right? Like some people are totally fine right now and they know they're secure. So I don't want you thinking that you're not going to be able to sell right now. Here's what I told my team this morning too. And I'm being very honest. Normally, I'm not sharing you all the things I'm teaching my team, but I want to share this with you too. As you're selling still, I'm thinking I need to save this for my challenge. This is a really good thing that I told them this morning. I'm going to give you a little suspense, and I'm going to tell you, and this isn't going to hold you back from selling. This is just a strategy behind how you're selling. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to save that for the challenge next week. Sorry to tease that, you guys, but I'm like, this is good. And I'm still on a free Facebook Live here. Okay. I just got notice that my recital venue has canceled all events for the rest of the school year. Any ideas on alternatives to recoup revenue and make it through the summer? Yes. So here is the deal. So the first thing that I think we all need to be doing is we need to be educating our customers on the behind the scenes of a business, okay? So for instance, somebody might not even understand that this one event we do in June brings us so much money that it lets us hold us over throughout summer while income is not that great because revenue drops, okay? So when you can educate people on situations like this, this is where you have to be careful. Like, what are you saying? What are you telling them? But you have people that love you so much and love your business so much that if they knew some of these things, they would be helping. They would be like, what do we need to do? How can we still do this? Like, let's make it work. And they won't complain of the things that you're going to be switching up and redoing, right? So this is where, again, you have to really just go, we've got to think outside the box. What could we do in studio? What could we do at a public park? What could we do? I don't know. And you're thinking, that's weird. That's dumb. That, you guys, this is what brainstorming looks like. You start thinking of things you've never thought of before, you've never done before, you've never seen. And that is what is going to take for you to come through, like make it through all of this, okay? That is the biggest thing that I want you to understand. Now, we are so fixed on that recital brings us in a bulk of our money, okay? So sometimes we work so hard on fixing the recital, right? We're so stuck on like, that's the thing. No. Maybe the recital brings you in 20,000. The new thing might be, we don't have the recital, but how can we make 20,000 extra, right? Do you see how our minds are tricking us? Like they're thinking like, oh shoot, I just got rid of the one thing that I need to make it. No. You didn't get rid of, like, you don't need the recital. You need the money. There is a difference there, you guys. There is a difference, right? I can see the studio owners on here right now, like feeling her, right? But she doesn't need the recital. That is not what she needs. She needs the cash. There are other ways she can get the cash if she stays in the mode of looking for opportunity and not sitting in the fear, okay? I'm right there with you guys. Like, I get it. That is a possibility. It could happen. I will need a lot more than most of you because I bring in 5,000 people to my recital. I'm still smiling. Like, we will figure this out. We will go to another plan. We will figure out the next step, right? But don't get caught up on the thing that you're stuck on. It's the same thing that happened with that DM. That lady messaged and she said, I can't provide the opportunity I normally provide. Okay, you don't need to provide in-house play area. You need money. What is another way that you could generate income using any opportunity that you possibly have, right? In the world of digital, you guys, that is one thing that I did not realize I had prepared myself for. You know, these last 5 years being a digital entrepreneur, I have been preparing for something like this, right? To be outside of the box and what other avenues and what other softwares and what other resources and how could I still make money and how could I, you know, all of the things. And I want you to understand that wherever you are struggling right now, you do have to have this lessons learned folder, lessons learned notebook of, wow, I realize now that I need reoccurring revenue. Wow, I know now that I'm so fixated on this one stream of income that I am not diversified, right? Like, we need to be keeping track of all of that. Okay. Anything you want to specifically hear from me in the next week's challenge videos, would you do me a huge favor and post it under this video? You can literally say like request and then say your question. So my team knows you didn't ask it live. You were asking for us to do it for next week. My goal for you guys as I'm creating all the new content in real time this week is to get as many of those questions answered and to give you as many strategies as I possibly can give you to make sure that you are going to continue to work through this, okay? All right. I would still look for other possibilities. You may need to split up your shows to use smaller space or maybe delay the show. You got this. And here's the thing. Candace, thank you. Well said. And that is the thing. Two things there. You got this. Like, we all have this. Like, we all are going to be able to do this, right? But then another thing is you just have to keep thinking, where could I go? What could I do? You might be so used to like a certain area with a certain stage and a certain amount of people. Let that all out the window. Like, let it go. Do not hold on to anything you are used to. And just keep telling yourself, I'm being Blockbuster right now. Like, that's what you're doing. You're being Blockbuster thinking it has to be this way. This is the way we've done it. That strategy does not work, right? Slowing down right now does not work. Slowing down to speed up, that works. But slowing down to speed up means you're actively doing things so you can speed up. Slowing down to take a break is not your best strategy. That will not help you. Okay. I love this. Tanya, I'm in the travel space. How do you promote now and for the future? Okay. Great question. And I think there's a lot of people that are majorly hit. I would say somebody like myself in the children's industry, somebody like Tanya in travel, somebody like Julie, who's a realtor, right? Like, there are certain things where it's like I was just about to put a house up for sale, not my home, but a different home. And I'm like, no one's buying that right now. No one is going to be actively looking. And I shouldn't say no one. And you guys, even that language is hurting me, because do I believe that no one is going to buy a home in the next 30 days? No, I don't believe that. Do I think it's drastically decreasing? Yes, I do, right? Obviously, right? So this is where, again, you have to ask yourself, what is something they need now? What is something you could be doing? Like, could you be doing something so far in the future that people aren't thinking this is going to be here 6 months from now? Could you be doing specials or something where you're offering something now that they'll be able to use in 6 months or later, right? Even refunds or credits where they can use it in a certain time period in the future. We canceled our airfare and we are able to use that airfare credit. I have to book it within 90 days and use it within like 6 months, right? So they're not losing their income. They're guaranteeing I'm still going to be a customer in the next 6 months. What can you do to have a similar situation? Yes, the workshop, you guys, the challenge for next week, Monday, go to stacytushel.com/workshop. You'll see it right there. Cara just posted it. I'm going to be going live every day next week, Monday, 11:30 a.m. Central. Mark your calendars. Every single day, it'll pour into the following week, Monday, Tuesday. If your kids are home, have them join. You know I'm age appropriate. I never swear. I will make sure to not scare them. And I'm positive, so your kids can listen, right? Okay, I love it. So, okay, Jalise, if people are canceling their custom orders, hopefully you've taken deposits or you've taken money in. I would not be refunding, but I would be giving that credit for future use. If you're like, I don't require a deposit, this is a lesson learned. this is one of those situations where there is nothing you can do about it now if they're just canceling and you don't have the money, right? But you know now that that is a strategy that is not serving you and you need to immediately start to make people put down deposits or pay in full or whatever you need to do. Okay. So again, you guys, there are going to be situations where it's a bummer. You've missed out. You didn't know. You didn't know any better. So you didn't do any better. So you're stuck in this certain situation right now. And all you can do is say, I have to fix this for the future, right? There are, trust me, there are many situations or things that have popped up where I'm like, bummer. But next time, here's what's happening. Okay. Okay. Social lease, that's probably what I would say. I would let them know they can put 50% or they're going to lose their 50%. They can keep it for the future unless you're ready into that order and you have to just lose it. But at the same time, I also think you could even say to them, if you want to keep your order, we are discounting it for you to help out with all of the situation. Oh, because they can have an event. But okay, they can have an event, but that doesn't mean they still wouldn't want to celebrate with their children and their family, especially in a time like this where things are really uncertain and right, like you could still sell that cake. So maybe they just need a smaller cake. Maybe you could still give them something, but it's not like the big one that was for 50 people. Okay. So little things like that, I really want you to be thinking of. Okay, I have to run, because I am jumping in our Footchefic Formula group today for 2 hours. We've got my laser coaching session today with you guys where I'm going to be helping talking through the recession. And then we have our fourth video today for our implementation code, talking about boundaries, how to set boundaries, all of that. That's happening today. If you know now is the time to be joining Footchefic Formula, if you know now more than ever, you need me as a coach, you need my team to be helping, you need accountability, go to foottrafficprogram.com, you guys, and go get signed up. Like, I am not going to wait for the challenge to even tell you about it. If you are here and you are struggling and you need this right now, I know, Candace, I can't wait for today either. Just join the program. Go to foottrafficprogram.com. You will see all the details there. You can sign up today. We can get you in the program today. You can jump on those calls today. We are here to help in any way possible. Thank you, Cara. Any requests for next week, say your question. I will make sure to put as many of those I can as possible. Yes, it is. And you can message Cara. She's on right now too, if you have any questions about the program. Cara, if you want to reach out to her, we can help answer any questions you have. Okay. You guys, I'm here for you. I'm not going anywhere. I will be here to answer any questions. I will be here to keep giving and be here next week for the challenge. We've got a lot of content coming your way in the Facebook group, on our Instagram, social in general, podcast ideas that I'm going to be literally recording this week to throw in. Please join me on Wednesday. It's our 400th episode on the Foot Traffic Podcast. And we have Susie Orman on the show. Okay. Please listen. You're going to love it. Stay with us, you guys. Stay positive. Keep surrounding yourself around people that are going to uplift you and not scare you to death. Stop watching the news. Okay. Get away. Back away from the news, put your remote down, and stick with people like me who are going to get you through this, okay? I'm so grateful for you guys too. I really appreciate all of you in the program, and I'm here to continue to serve and to help, all right? Have a great week, you guys. I will see you soon, and I'll see the Foot Traffic Formula students today. All right, bye, guys. And that's it for another episode of Foot Traffic. If you're looking for more actionable advice and step-by-step resources for getting more people in the door, head over to foottrafficpodcast.com. It's time we take your business to the next level.